Item number 13.
Item number 13, from the Milwaukee Public Museum Work Group, submitting an informational report on the update of the current proposals to help ensure the financial success of the Milwaukee Public Museum. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Yes. Yeah.
You were out of the room, man.
I am human. I have to use the bathroom from time to time.
Two members recognized.
What?
Item number 13.
Mr. Mansfield. Chair, members of the committee, Scott Mansfield, Milwaukee County Comptroller's Office, representing the work group, which includes Don Tyler, the Department Administrative Services Director, Mark Brady, Deputy Corporation Counsel, Steve Cady, Fiscal and Budget Analyst, County Board, and Molly Paul, Fiscal and Management Analyst, Controller's Office. Those represent the people that were on the work group. Prior to Mr. Tyler, it was Mr. Campbell that was on the committee. And that group has worked with the Milwaukee Public Museum to try to resolve some issues and to come up with some amendments to their lease agreement. What we have before you today is an informational report to begin to talk about this subject and then to come to you formally in the June cycle for approval of both amendments to the lease agreement and a term sheet regarding our understanding of Milwaukee Public Museum. Just kind of giving an overview on the report, on the Milwaukee Public Museum, when a transfer of the museum occurred to a private entity in 1992, Milwaukee County employees left Milwaukee County as employment and became employees of the Museum Corporation. And at that time, there was about 53 employees that became a part of the museum. And those employees, the requirement was that they receive the same benefits that they had with Milwaukee County, which includes their pension benefits at that time. For those people who were already vested in the county, and at that time it was 10 years of vesting required, the county took responsibility for their portion of their pension. And then any future pension costs would be the responsibility of the museum. For anybody that was not vested, say an individual had 7 years or 6 years or 5 years, anything less than 10 years, the responsibility for the pension costs from day one of their employment to the time that they would retire from the museum became the responsibility of the museum. And the county did not provide any initial funding towards that dollar amount towards the museum. And presently, at the present time, the museum has payments that are due for its pension plan for former Milwaukee County employees of approximately $640,000 a year. 2 years prior to that was $402,399 prior to that. We've asked an actuary for the museum pension plan to give us projections going out in the future also and what it would take to completely cover that. One of the other things that occurred in recent years is that in 2004 MPM loss and recovery, in 2004, there was a loss, losses at the museum. Debt was issued in order to take care of those losses, and that was about $20 million. The county was a guarantor behind approximately $6 million of that debt. And the museum has paid down most of that debt except for approximately $5 million. The responsibility for the county regarding that has been mainly eliminated, but there is still debt on the museum's books of about $5 million. The reason for this about the pension plan, about the prior debt to the museum, is that we had come to you previously to talk about the museum and its financial results for 2012, in which it had incurred a loss, partly due to the pension plan, partly due to its post-employment benefits for former county employees for health care and that, and partly due to the problems with the Cleopatra exhibit that occurred. The museum this year is working very hard to control its costs, and it is doing many things, including furlough days, negotiating contracts, other things, and it has come to the county for assistance also regarding this. One of the things, and so we've had a work group that's been meeting on this, one of the things that's happened on this, and I'm on page four, is that various lease and management agreement requests, change requests, have been put on the board. We have looked at those, and we're finalizing those up for amending that and providing that back to the committee here and asking for approval in the June cycle for that. And you're going to see a number of changes in there that will be included in the report. The tentative proposal or the tentative agreement that we would have between us, which begins on the bottom of page four, talks about a number of things. One of them is a contribution regarding the pension plan. I talked about the pension plan for former county employees, and one of the things we're getting a finalized actuarial analysis, and one of the things we're looking at is definitely paying for the contribution that is due this year of about $640,000, but also possibly looking to put the pension plan, in essence, on a cruise control, meaning placing enough funds in there that they don't have to worry about making any normal cost payments, any additional contributions into the pension plan. In essence, kind of what we're talking about doing is what we had tried to do with the money is a kind of like a pension obligation bond, in essence, providing enough funds that would provide enough assets to them. At the most recent, I think, actuarial report indicated that they had about $5.8 million of assets, and their liability was around $7.9 million, a difference of about $2 million. You would have to probably put in a higher dollar amount than that in order to take care of costs going forward in the future. So the number, if we were to talk about putting all funds in at one time, might be in the neighborhood of, you know, $2.5-3 million, but we're trying to get an idea of where that's at. So that's the first stop. First item that we're looking to do is make a contribution, and we're looking at the contributions that are due in the next couple of years, but coming back with a proposal regarding that contribution. The goal of that all being is to put them onto a good path so they don't have to worry about that as an operating cost. Second thing towards that,
now it is. Sorry about that. Second thing towards that is that Milwaukee County, as I talked about, they still have an outstanding debt amount regarding the museum, and the balance is presently $4.5 million, originally around $18.6 million of debt and a $2.7 million line of credit. They've still got $4.5 million, and what we're requesting is that the museum receive private funding in order to pay that dollar amount off and to get that dollar amount paid down to zero. What that takes away from the museum then is any interest costs and other things they have to worry about regarding that debt, and puts them onto a better path for financial security. Again, the county, on item three, the county would extend a commitment for annual operating support to MPM through December 31st, 2022. We're looking at what we would negotiate with them. Right now we're paying them about $3.5 million, and whether we extend that dollar amount at that amount for the next couple of years or whether we look to maybe reduce that in the next couple of years, but that's what we're looking to work with the museum on. We're regarding the other post-employment benefits for former Cal employees, the post-retirement health care costs. The county would not make any money payments to them. MPM would continue to be responsible for that health care. For item five, county would provide a commitment for in capital project funding of $5 million over a four-year period, 2014 to 2017, which is a little over $1.25 million a year of funding. Item six, the parties will consider the transfer of the museum facility from the ownership of Milwaukee County to MPM. We would come back to you if we wanted to do that transfer, but in essence what this is saying is that we can consider it and talk with them about it, about the possible transfer of the museum facility to them for their responsibility. And then item seven is recommending changes to the lease and management agreement, would further help to stabilize the annual operating results of MPM. So this is the initial report from the work group. And then we would have formal resolutions and proposals to you in the next month, but we wanted to at least provide you information as to what the tentative proposals are right now.
Would any other work group member make any comments, anything else we said by work group members this time?
Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services, no comments at this point. I think Scott did a nice job in providing an overview of where we are. We are still putting the final touches on this, so there can be some changes as we bring it to the June cycle.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I do have a card. Penny Secor, from District Council 48. Look. You come forward, please.
Penny Secor, asking District Council 48. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I represent the workers at Milwaukee Public Museum. Local 526 is the union that's there, understanding that they are private, so I represent all the workers that are unionized at the museum. And as you know, in 1992, when this originally happened, the employees were very involved in that whole issue of having it go away from the county. We had people sitting on every kind of committee there was to talk about the future of the museum. In 2005, when it imploded again, the employees were very instrumental in helping keep the museum afloat by giving a lot of concessions. Again, we were at the table so we could talk about those things. There's a couple things about this work group that I have questions about. One is, why weren't employees ever invited to be as a part of this? This obviously is going to affect them, not only pension-wise, but maybe in other areas too. And I have a lot of questions. If the Milwaukee County takes over the pension from the museum, then are they eligible for everything that a Milwaukee County employee has? What are the ramifications for the employees themselves? Where do they go to retire? What are the benefits? All these things have impact on the employees. And looking at the work group as outlined in the packet on number 13, I don't see anybody from the pension board on this work group either. So I guess I would like to be a part of this committee. I think that we should have employee representation on this committee. Any changes that have ever happened with the museum, the employees have been involved in. And this management team, which is the same one since 2005, every year they have come to the employees to ask for concessions, furlough days, or other things, taking time off, changing schedules so that they can have one day a week in the summer to do internal repairs and stuff. And there's a lot of things here in your proposal, this work group proposal, that has long-term effects for a lot of the employees. And we would like to have a seat at the table, although we have never been invited.
Thank you. First, Supervisor Schmidt has indicated to me that he can answer some of those questions, and then I'll go to. But that would happen.
Well, I can't answer all the questions, but...
I said some of the questions.
Yes, thank you. But I have played a role since I've been very well-versed, I think, and I've tried to be a conscientious member of the board and all these decisions coming from 2005. The characters, you know, haven't changed too much as far as the work group, but these are people we greatly respect and have done a marvelous job. Mr. Hare has been involved, too. I know Mr. Campbell, so, you know, was involved, and all Mr. Tyler. But the point is that it's always been a fragile relationship, or I should say financial. But, you know, the headlines will always be, well, the museum is in trouble. We've had a very respectful, I think, association. They were in dire straits in 2004. You know, the previous CEO, CF, he was one and had all the titles that we see the people sitting there. They had the chief financial officer was he was the, et cetera. But we had a work group, pretty much same people who went into all this. And was a museum something we wanted to save? Just like the war memorial, just like the art museum, the ones we're so involved with. So they've come through an awful lot. And we're going to see a lot more specifics. A lot of these things have to be done. This work group has worked very hard over the years and gave us some excellent recommendations. I think this is a very excellent report. I'm sure you all read it. It goes into great detail. Mr. Mansky did a great job summarizing, I thought, too. Some very serious issues here. But I do want to point out for perspective and for some hope here to come back, and I think we need to compromise as usual here, if it has a value to the community, which I think if all of us agree, it certainly does. And they have really done some unbelievable things, starting with the previous executor before Mr. Williams came on the head, the CEO. But let me just read just a sentence to try to put it in perspective of all this, and so it's media-wise too, because I know we say, well, you know, there's some problems. There's things that have to be worked through. The cash flow is an area that they haven't been very public in looking at. And by the way, a big reason why I'm sure we're not going to go into pensions and county taking over pensions, there are different ways to skin a cat and try to help us all out, is that all the things you just talked about, I mean, you know, as I go on this, we go back, 2005, we go back to 1992. I mean, it's a headache that no one wants to get into, and I'm sure that's why we try to look in other areas besides taking over the pensions. We're going to leave people where they are, and they're going to be responsible for that. So I think that's a big thing the employees can look at. By the way, in fairness, I do want to mention, too, the last couple of years, I guess from the beginning, Mr. Finley, if you recall, went out of his way to praise the employees, and I did, too, on this board. Employees had to sacrifice them. We've all had to take sacrifices, but I think we've sacrificed a lot here, too. Okay? And the present administration is taking significant furlough days as well, so it's not like, you know, it's, a lot of times we complain, well, you know, it's always the people underneath who take all the sacrifice. And the well, that's far from the truth. As I'm sure you well know, they're taking significant furlough days again. As a board member, I don't like anybody taking furlough days, by the way. But finally, my comment is this. We gave them a $6 million guarantee back starting in 2005 when they were desperate, okay? And none of the administrators here, none of us, would have to take responsibility for that, by the way, also. I think we could take some wonderful responsibility from what's happened since then. It's been a great success story overall. And even point out, we gave them a $6 million guarantee. The county did. We went on the limb, okay? They've successfully repaid that already, okay? That's a reported too. The working capital loan without any kind of requiring county guarantee. We're not talking any county guarantees anymore. They've significantly reduced their outstanding debt. We talk about debt all the time and how insidious that is on a government or on an institution. You know, we still talk 7.8 or something. Like Mr. Mansky reported that it was 1520 back in 2004, 2005. That's an incredible leap in those 5, 6, 7 years we're talking about. It did it through basically bank write-offs, by the way, too, and repayments. The capital campaign leader is here today, too. That's been invigorated, and it's reduced its expenses to match these annual revenues. So, you know, as a board member, I guess I feel some responsibility to talk about that, but there have been some very fiscally sound and very difficult decisions made that all had to sacrifice for employees and head people and administration. And the reason I have some very significant hope for the future, and we've done some things, this board has tried to work with all our civic institutions. We know how important they are to this community. I mean, what would we be without an art museum or a public museum? Wow. You know, we talk about the Bucks. I think these are the organizations that give fabric to our society and make it worth living in Milwaukee County. So we have some responsibility here, but they know their responsibilities too. And I think it'll be extremely interesting. And if people, not that I'm the expert, but if anybody wants to speak more on the board or anybody on the committee to what kind of things they've done, I'm happy to talk to them about that. Because there's going to be some tough decisions come June. And a lot of things are laid out, I think, very well by Mr. Mansky. I don't think we have a lot of surprises here. But we'll talk about those things in June. So I compliment the employees, the administration. The work group has done terrific work here. This is a great report. Very interesting, very analytical. But we got some tough decisions coming up. But you know what? I think we're going to make the right decisions again because we want to keep these cultural institutions. And we expect them to make up their part of the deal, too. And their track history is they certainly have done that, and that's why I have some optimism. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to, to the extent it wasn't clear in the report, wanted to clarify in response to Ms. Secor's statements that there's no proposal and not going to be a proposal that the county take over the pension plan of the museum. The proposal, so nothing will change from an employee perspective from the way it exists today. All that the proposal is for the county to provide additional funding that the museum can use to fund the their pension plan. So there's no transfer of the pension plan, no change in benefits through anything you are going to be doing, no transfer of employees back to the county, none of that. It's just a funding supply. You're providing funding to help fund their pension plan. So I just wanted to make that clear if it wasn't.
Well, she did ask about why wasn't any employee included on the work group, and she also asked why someone from the pension board had not been included. And I think she had maybe some other comments, but that's what I remember.
I was just responding to the one. On the pension board, it's not the Milwaukee County Pension Plan, so I'm not sure why the pension board, the county pension board, would be involved. As to the employee involvement, I don't recall how this work group was set up, but I'm assuming it was a board resolution, but I may be wrong about that. Maybe Mr. Cady knows.
Ms. Secor?
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Secor, did you have any other comments? Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to mention, as part of the work group deliberations, we've had virtually no discussion about any impacts on public museum workers, the benefit packages, any of the things that the C-Corps has mentioned. It's really been focusing on sort of the high-level, big-dollar amounts of what their funding needs are going to be over the short, longer terms, and what the county can afford to contribute.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to get back to Mr. Tyler. If the speaker could please leave the table and have Mr. Tyler come up. Mr. Tyler, the tentative proposal outlines several items, which, as I understand the way we're talking here, is this is going to move towards a, quote, formal agreement, which I understand is a lease. So are we talking about amending a lease, Mr. Mansky? Is that okay? So amending a lease.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the position of DAS today and the county executive that you are deferring any comments until the formal lease is before this board?
Mr. Chair and committee members and Supervisor Jerzyk, you know, we are putting the final touches on the discussions between the work group and the public museum. So our expectation coming into the June cycle, and actually prior to the June cycle, our expectation is that we will have a real clear sense of what the terms would be and also a real clear sense of what the lease management agreement would be in preparation for the June cycle. So representing the administration, the executive's office, you know, my view is that we are very close but want to be respectful with the work that's being done with the museum, with their donors, and putting the final touches on our end in terms of the specific terms. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question.
You are answering my question, and well, let me ask the next question, which is, were you part of this work group?
Chairman and members of the committee, supervisor, I became involved directly upon Craig's departure. I had been involved in a background as Craig was keeping me in the loop, and I was keeping the county executive in the loop when Mr. Kamholz left the county. I thought it would be appropriate for me to step in to make sure that this got done from the county executive's perspective.
So the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Thank you. Because this board made it very clear, and I applaud Mr. Mansky, who does yeoman's work. We asked them to sit down with the museum and to try to find a way that this county government, which is the safety net for that public museum, is going to be able to make this viable. And I would like to know if the county executive's office is with us on this team. I hope he is. We value the public museum. And I guess by the time we do get the formal lease amendment, I would hope we're going to hear from the county executive that he's in favor of the terms that have been worked out. But I would like to ask Mr. Mansky's office, if that's not the case, you still bring it before this board, because I think we are on record, as long as it's financially viable, that we're going to support the Milwaukee Public Museum. So, I mean, if we have a difference in policy direction there, then let's get that cleared up and let's move forward with it. I would like to hear, Mr. Chairman, from the museum if they've been satisfied with the work group or if there are some concerns that they have.
Would you mind if
I was going to call them? I was going to call the president and CEO, Mr. Williams, to see if he had any comments,
yep.
And also see if Mr. Bernanke, if they had any comments.
That's great.
Director Tyler?
I do have one other comment that I want to make with regard to the six items that were presented, but I would like to hear from the museum as well.
I heard you, ma'am.
Yep.
Director Tyler?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. I just want to reaffirm the county executive's position in terms of, I think Scott used the term, path to financial security. We are absolutely committed to helping the museum get to that path. And this is just my personal view. My observation is that it's been really terrific, remarkable that the work group came together, all different parties within the county working closely with the museum on this effort. And we all have a common goal of helping the museum get to sustainability and continue to be accountable to the extent that we are helping them in that effort. We have encouraged the museum to be accountable on their part as well to make sure that they've got a sustainable organization. And you'll hear from them. And you have seen this management group, how well they performed over the last several years. They're on board with this. So I want to just reiterate the county executive is definitely on board as well.
Thank you, Director. Before I go to them, Ms. Secor, were you finished?
No, I was not. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I guess the biggest thing that I worry about with this, and if you look at the first couple paragraphs about what their goal is, there is not a goal in there to look at the artifacts themselves. They say that the county owns them and that they are responsible for the building, but there is nothing in there that outlays what is absolutely needed for employees to maintain these artifacts. We're losing curators, and they're not rehiring. We no longer have an expert in reptiles. If we have our botanist retire, they said that they're not going to rehire them. So I think that the county has to look at the artifacts you own and if they're being taken care of properly. And this is, you know, goes to a real fundamental thing, is that you, as a county board, county exec, everybody puts up the museum as the perfect public-private partnership. They're back to you for more money. At what point does a private go away and it just becomes public? You have a real dilemma here, and you guys have to figure out how you want to go with this. Are you just going to keep feeding money to this private entity, or is it going to be a county public museum? because they keep coming back to you year after year after year. They're in financial trouble. Since 2005, they have come back to the employees asking for help. Yes, they have taken care of debt, and I would not at all say that they haven't. But then again, you get to the dilemma for the person that takes out a really big mortgage on their house, and they become so house poor that they can't furnish it. You have to look at what the museum is and what it does for the public. And you, as the county people, you know, that have control over this, have to look at your public-private partnership. And is it working? This is your shining star. This is what you always hold up. Is it working or not? And that's a issue that you all have to resolve. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Any questions of Ms. Secor?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Supervisor?
I was asking questions. I didn't look forward to a good give and take. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Ms. Coro, but we're negotiating a lease here, and I think to require some seat at the table in the negotiations of a lease is highly inappropriate. And we've heard the comments, and thank you for the comments, and now let's go on to the next speaker.
Yeah, she's had an opportunity to tell us what her concerns were, so... Thank you very much, Supervisor. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
President Williams?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Let me just first start out to reinforce how...
Introduce yourself first.
I'm sorry, I forgot. Jay Williams, I'm President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, and with me is Mike Bernatz, who's Senior Vice President and CFO. Let me just start up. Mike has been a part of this working team from the beginning, and I really appreciate the cooperation of all areas of county government and the museum as we've worked through the issues facing the Milwaukee Public Museum. This primary issue dates back, as Mr. Mansky indicated, to the pension obligation the museum inherited back in 1992. To date, we have contributed almost $6 million to that pension plan, and what we're talking about now is the unfunded balance. And that unfunded balance is a significant obstacle for the museum being a sustainable. The other part that really impacts our sustainability is the remaining debt that we have. We did renegotiate that debt back in 2010, and we lowered it from approximately $16.3 million to about $5 million. We have then paid it down another $500,000 to $4.5. But it is our objective, in partnership with our private-public partnership, is to seek donors to reduce and eliminate that debt. And so far we have donors who are very interested in doing that, but they're also interested in doing that contingent upon us getting an extension of our lease management agreement and the knowledge, to Mr. Mansky's comments, that the future risk to the pension plan is eliminated. And so I'm hoping at the end of this discussion we end up with a great lease management agreement, that we have the debt eliminated. Those two things together would improve the cash flow at the museum by approximately $1.1 million per year and would definitely set the stage for us to be sustainable. I would also comment, just to reconfirm what Mr. Grady said, you know, we are looking at having the pension plan stay with the museum. And the discussions are it is still the museum's pension plan, and we have never talked about reducing the benefits in the pension plan. And we're still looking at a solution that allows us to provide those benefits to those people covered. So we're not looking at that at all changing. And I'd ask Mike for comments because it's been, as I said, a very positive group working to try to find a solution.
Mr. Bernatz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a little context, because I came to the museum in the summer of 2005 when the crisis was public at that point. And we took major strides, both the community coming together with the county along with the management team at the museum, where we initially addressed the endowment funds that had been drained and fundraising to get those in place, as well as eliminating a large chunk of the debt that had accumulated at that point. We were able to make a significant stride because both the county and the community were willing to come together to work on a solution. That solution was a wonderful thing, but it did not fix all of the problems. There was still a considerable amount of debt on the books, and these long-term pension legacy benefit issues that the museum had to grapple with, as well as CapEx funding issues. So we made great strides 7-8 years ago, but we've now reached the point where what was a not thought of much in terms of a benefit cost in 1992 when it was established, now those costs have grown to the point where it's challenging the museum's ability to stay financially viable. And the remaining debt, while we have pared down nearly $20 million over the last 7 years, we still have debt out there that is costing us nearly $500,000 a year in cash flow. So if we can overcome these two remaining obstacles, we believe that will put the museum on the path to a financially sustainable situation.
Thank you. Any comments, questions?
If I could also just add one more comment, I'd like to also make each of you comfortable with our business model and how we're going forward. You know, if you look at how the business models evolved over time, it's actually an extension of this public-private partnership. You know, this year we have added two people to our staff, one in the collection management and one in the registry area. But probably the fundamental difference is we now are in partnership with UWM and Carroll. We are now up to 11 adjunct professors on our staff, where 5 years ago there was virtually none. And a lot of those people are very active. We have two professors from UWM doing their sabbatical with us this fall. That is a way that we have begun to integrate these people into the curatorial collection management and helping all of us maintain this wonderful collection of 4.5 million objects.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Supervisor Joseph and Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'll try to finish up, but thank you. I think Mr. Mansky has provided us a framework. The one thing I'm going to I've been very positive on behalf of the museum. The one thing I want to stress to you, though, is number six does give me some pause on this. I am not interested in your transferring all of your debt so that then you can go out and become totally private with absolutely no oversight by the property taxpayers in Milwaukee County who really made this institution viable. And I see,
we agree with you.
You're suggesting that it's not your
intent.
That is not
the intent at all. No, yeah, that is not the intent, Supervisor.
And I'm glad to hear you say that because I do think, I think about the aquarium in Washington, D.C., which is closing. We're going to be losing some important institutions, and if Milwaukee County can avoid that, that's fantastic. But, you know, you look at cities like Detroit, totally bankrupt. It's a concern.
Pardon
and,
me?
Of course, we've got this demographic bubble going through the society right now, which is called the baby boomers. All of those OPEB responsibilities that you're dealing with and that we're all dealing with, and the pension issues and so on, we're all dealing with it, but we're going to deal with it together. And as long as we are a team here, I'm all for it. But I am looking forward to Mr. Mansky's guidance on this lease. Can you tell me when the current lease term ends?
2017, correct, Mike?
Correct.
Are we looking potentially at extensions to that if we put this kind of a deal together?
Yes.
So we may see extensions?
Yes.
And I'll hold off on those details until you get it. But I think we've had a good discussion here. I'm looking forward to the actual lease. I think we're on the right road here. And as long as we understand that the county's not taking your debt and then you get to go off and...
This is a partnership that will remain for as long as I can foresee it, Supervisor.
Supervisor Jersey,
thank you. I'll be finished.
Supervisor Jersey, we will have this matter in front of us next cycle.
I understand.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Matthews, Mr. Burnett, thank you for... I called you.
It's okay.
Paul over there?
Yeah, Paul's over.
Mr. Williams. Yes. As you know, I also serve on the Parks Committee, which oversees the museum and its cousins and siblings in the county. A few things that have stood out to me in this discussion, I'm a little concerned about hearing about there being a lack of curators. I'm just curious, perhaps that should be brought back to the Parks Committee for discussion, if it is indeed a problem, or if you think it's a problem, or if it's not a problem. I'd like to know about that, but I don't know if this committee should necessarily hear it. I would bow to the discretion of the chairman on that point. And I appreciate my colleague, Supervisor Jurczyk's comment about the nature of these institutions, and frankly, local governments around this country are undergoing a rather coordinated attack right now in Michigan and Virginia, as well as here. So this institution is close to my heart. You probably heard me say that I was this big. I spent a lot of time there. And I think it's very important that it gets public support. And the question will be, how does it get that support? And we'll revisit that. I don't have much more to say at this point, but I would appreciate your ongoing, I do appreciate your ongoing devotion and attention to this, Mr. Williams. And again, perhaps that should be discussed at Parks. Thank you.
Mr. President Williams, if someone from your staff could have a conversation with Supervisor Haas so he can get some of those questions answered before the...
Happy to do that, Mr. Chairman.
That would be appreciated. Supervisor Lipscomb, and then I'm going to ask to have someone...
It's coming back next month, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Then I'm going to ask to have this received in place, someone to move to receive and place on file so we can move on. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I know we're getting the whole package next month, but I'm still trying to understand the magnitude of some of the items. So, I mean, as I think I'm sort of back of the envelope coming up with this, it's like a $35, $40 million package over the next 10 years. So there's the pension amount isn't, there's no mention of a range or anything. The payment, the extension of the annual support through 2022, currently $3.5 million a year, there's no mention of whether the discussion, it says that there's discussion of continuing the commitment, and it says what the current support is. I don't know if that means the discussion has all been about continuing the current level or whether there's an expectation that it would be reduced. And then there's the capital commitment. And so I'm coming up with something in that $35, $40 million range, and I'm trying to understand if I'm understanding that correctly. Is that what I'm going to have in front of me next month, or where is this headed?
Well, I would defer to Mr. Mansky to kind of tee up the numbers from the agreement supervisor. You know, we're talking about the unfunded pension amount, and we're talking about, on our part, eliminating the funding for the debt. But you take 3.5, you can... But I'd leave that really in Mr. Mansky's camp.
Well, I'm sorry. Did we get a number on the unfunded pension in terms of what portion we're being asked to step up with to fund this?
I'm telling you, man.
As I mentioned during my testimony, but which wasn't in the report, is the fact that we know that the commitment this year is $640,000. Right. What we're looking at with the actuary is right now that they are underfunded by about $2 million. However, to put it, and that would make the assets equal to the liabilities, but the numbers continuing to go up. And the thing that to get straight to the point, it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 to $3 million to put it, you know, just put it on cruise control. So let's just use the $3 million number. So you would need $3 million to be given to them to pay into the pension plan at the museum, add to their assets. so that it meets IRS requirements and it also meets the requirements of providing enough return that it can cover their normal costs over the next several years. You would be talking about, as you mentioned, the we haven't come to a final resolution on whether the $3.5 million a year will continue or whether that will decrease down, but it's at the $3.5 million, and in the report it says it, their agreement would go through 2022, but we're finalizing of where that amount would be. We're asking for the museum to pay off the $4.5 million of debt that currently exists. And we're asking for the county to make a commitment to them of at least $5 million over the next 4 years for capital programs. We've been doing certain capital programs. There are certain capital projects that are already kind of in the agenda for the museum. A lot of them are things, you know, I think we just did HVAC for them in the previous budget, so it's just asking for certain commitments. The museum has provided a list of various items that they have that they need just as general repairs to the facilities and that they need to have done. So that's the list that we're kind of using on the basis for this. Regarding the other post-employment benefits, the county isn't looking to make any payments into for their post-retirement health care at all or doing those types of things. With regards to the lease and management agreement, that's the area that would cover the lease payment that we pay to them each year, the $3.5 million. But there would also be items in there. I don't believe they would have a financial impact of the county providing any more funds, but they might deal with items that provide them a better financial impact. You know, for example, the lease and management agreement covers many different areas, and the, one of the reasons for making some modifications to it is over the existence from 92 to the present, there's been a lot of amendments to it over the years, so we're trying to consolidate it into one document again. But, for example, the lease and management agreement, you know, talks about, I think they have like Monday free days. So, you know, that could be one of the areas that gets discussed. Or it talks about, you know, payments and responsibilities and, you know, responsibilities for the collection and other types of things. And it also had a lot of things regarding, like, it's leaving me right now, but, so we're trying to cover that with all of the various things, and what we're going to provide you is a table of here's the various items of the agreement and here's the items that are proposing to be changed to kind of lay it out to you by area. But we're trying to finalize those agreements with them. You know, Supervisor Jerzyk mentioned the fact of, you know, what was the execs. We're trying to get approval just amongst all of us between, you know, Steve Cady, myself, Corporation Council. We're trying to get to an agreement to present to you a summary document of what we're kind of all agreed to.
Very briefly, Mr.
Very brief. I think Mr. Mansky covered it all. Just to highlight, the current agreement goes through 2017. So, Supervisor, your assessment directionally is correct, but the only caveat is that we do have a commitment already in place through 2017 on some of those dollars. Secondly, as it relates to the capital spend, we've been directionally making that kind of investment year in and year out. I don't think this is really changing that or increasing that dollar amount that we would have to commit regardless. And then finally, I think one thing that we are working with the museum on is some delivery on their part as it relates to financial performance. If we make this commitment, this annual contribution to them, the expectation is that there will be some performance on their end for that contribution. And then finally, I just want to reiterate what Mr. Mansky said. This is a fairly complex arrangement, and it's only appropriate for us to take the time to visit with you prior to the June cycle. If you've got any questions, so you're prepared at the June cycle, and you are fully aware of what we're talking about then.
I would appreciate a motion to receive and place on file. I believe Supervisor Roman West did indicate such. Any other comment before we take a vote? I want to thank you very much. I want to thank the work group. I want to thank them for their valuable work. And sometimes it just takes a while because this is a complex matter to get to where we need to go for next month. So thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Committee members, my preference is to go to item 8, finish
about 5, that's a temporary date.
Item 5, and then go to lunch.
Yeah.
Is that reasonable?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Comptroller's got to come back.
Okay. Yes, sir. People have to come back.